Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAPreparers.com. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors on the website. And converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. Welcome, Dr. Shealy.
Good morning. I just wrote 90 Seconds to Bliss.
You just did what?
I just wrote 90 Seconds to Bliss.
Okay. All right. Do you want to tell us about it?
Well, to me, that's the most important subject in the world.
I know. Well, I'm blissed right now. Studio smells like bliss.
I know. Well, you know, you've been blissing for several years, as I have.
Yeah. So, 90 Seconds to Bliss, and that's actually, that's a long time for me. I would say, for me, it's like...
I think it's about 1/2 second for you.
Hey, Dr. Shealy, you were at the meetup on Monday, and that was, I'll tell you what, that was a great meetup. You brought a couple of your associates, Larry and Morris, and Larry Michaels, right?
Yes. He is a fabulous, unbelievable body worker.
Can you tell us what a body worker is for those who are new to the class?
Well, you know, in general, it starts with massage. And there are many, many forms of massage. But some people go somewhat beyond just massaging the body, and they do deeper work such as myofascial release. You know, every cell in the, well, every organ in the body is tied together with something called fascia. It's like a thin, wet spider web. And this allows the organs sort of to move together and to move harmoniously. But if you get an injury or an accident or an inflammation or whatever, in some part, then the fascia gets tied down and scar. And so the body worker who goes much deeper than just massage finds those places that are stuck and releases them just with a deeper kind of manipulative massage. And, of course, Larry goes even further into putting the body into normal posture. Most people, because of habits or accidents or whatever through life, begin to develop some restrictions in how the body moves. It can be any arm, leg, the spine, etc. And as those increase in stiffness, then our ability to function in the internal organs is affected. Irving Kaur, K-O-R-R, did some marvelous work on this way back, almost 40 years or more of the last century, showing that, for instance, an eighth of an inch short of one leg could affect internal organs because of pressure on a spinal area that, you know, then sends nerve supplies to the organs that are, something's wrong. And so all of these things do affect our entire body health. It's not all psychological. It is psychological and physical and mental and biochemical, et cetera, et cetera. So all of these things work together, and the more variety that a body worker can put into what he or she does, the better the body functions.
You know, and when Larry was giving his presentation on Monday night at the meetup, Larry Michaels, that's why I asked the question about posture and innovation. So if we are slouching and our posture is, you know, not correct, would that have an effect on our ability to be innovative? Would it have, if we're slouching, would we do less well on a school exam, for example? Would we do less well on a paper that we're writing? Would we do less well behind the microphone, for example? And so that's why I asked that question. Can you address that, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, absolutely. You know, basically, everything affects everything. And so you put a rock in your shoe, it's going to affect your ability to walk.
Mm-hmm.
And then that is going to have ramifications all the way up to your mind, your mood, and anything that puts the body, any part of the body, out of normal balance, then goes through this little center in the brain. It's what I call the thermostat that runs the body, the hypothalamus. That's where everything is integrated. It's sort of very deep in your brain, right? Oh, if you put your finger above your eye on your forehead and go back about 4 inches deep in the brain, that's the hypothalamus. It's the relay center. It's where every physiology, biochemistry, electrical thing in your body is integrated. So there are little areas there which you could stimulate and raise your blood pressure, lower your blood pressure, change every chemistry in your body, et cetera, et cetera. Well, anytime anything is out of balance anywhere in the body, and it can be as little as a tiny stone, not quite the size of a grain of grass, but maybe 5 times the size of a grain of grass, in your shoe, walking on that is going to send irritation all the way up to the brain, and then that can affect everything.
No, I'm aware of my posture behind the microphone pretty often. And I am, you know, I have a comfortable chair, and it's padded. It has armrests on it. But I'm not using the armrest. I'm not using the seat back. I'm not relaxed. I'm sitting at the edge of my seat for 2 hours. I'm leaning in toward the microphone. Almost as if I were on camera, giving my utmost attention to what we're doing. And I'm wondering, and I wondered, you know, how much effect that would have on the body. Now, I'm comfortable, but I'm still not quite at attention, but pretty darn close.
Right.
Is that what I should be doing, or should I be, you know, relaxed doing this?
Well, actually, statistically speaking, it would be healthier if you were standing. There's an interesting...
Well, that's what I do when I'm on the phone.
Right.
And when I'm on the phone, I am standing. I'm tethered to a 25-foot coiled cord, to a corded landline when I'm on the phone. And I'm pacing. I'm actually, you know, I'm getting my exercise, I guess,
when I'm on the phone.
So when
at least 10 years ago, someone at the Mayo Clinic demonstrated that it was extremely healthy to stand on a treadmill at 1 mile per hour all day while working on your computer.
Hmm.
And, you know, that's not much of movement, but it is, you know, probably 1,000 times better than sitting.
Well, that might be similar to what I do without the keyboard and the computer. But when I'm on the phone, I try not to get distracted, and I try to, you know, give the person I'm talking with my, you know, attention, and but I am pacing.
Well,
and
I
if I'm in the kitchen, it's the same thing. I'm,
right.
You know, 25-foot cord, and I, you know, I walk around the kitchen. You know, I may pour myself a cup of coffee. I may sit at the kitchen table. We have a desk or a computer in the kitchen. I may sit there. But, you know, I'm typically pacing, though.
Am I glad you brought up coffee, Vet? There was an interesting article today in the New York Times on the health benefits of coffee. And you may know that this has been argued for the last 60 or more years as to whether coffee
is harmful. Yes, I've seen pros and cons.
And interestingly, this guy pointed out that there are numerous articles showing that black coffee is indeed healthy if you drink only 3 to 5 cups a day. But I personally can't drink black coffee. I mean, it to me, it's painful. I've got to have some honey in it.
I agree.
Or I've got to have some half and half. And then he pointed out that so many of the coffee drinks are loaded with fat. You know, your Starbucks, this, that, and the other are, I mean, you get half a day's calories out of one of their, you know, specialty drinks because they really are loaded with fat and sugar, which is not nearly as good as honey. On the other hand, I can't drink black coffee. I mean, I think I might just as well drink a cup of gasoline. It feels that way when I'm going down. But a little honey, a little half and half, and then I can really enjoy my coffee.
Well, I don't drink coffee black either. However, what I do, and I'd like to get your medical opinion on this, is we have, for emergency purposes, for survival and preparedness purposes, powdered milk. What we do is we take the powdered milk boxes, and we put them into jars. We call them spaghetti sauce jars that sauce might come in, and we fill them up, and then we seal them. So there's, you know, a minimum amount of oxygen that hits the powdered milk. And I'll use about a teaspoon or less of powdered milk in each cup of coffee. And that's it. No sugar, nothing else. Just a little bit of powdered milk. And we don't buy milk at the house. Maybe because we think that milk used to go bad after, let's say, 3 or 4 days when I was growing up. Now, heck, you can keep it for 3 weeks. We think they've changed the milk, or they've irradiated the milk, or they've done something to it. So we're using powdered milk. And I'm not sure if it's any better, but when we come back, can you tell us what your thought is on a teaspoon or so of powdered milk in my coffee, which is nothing else is added. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. Norm Shealy.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and I mentioned during the last segment that I'll drink a cup of coffee and put a teaspoon of powdered milk in it. Dr. Shealy, what are your thoughts on that? Is there something that we should be concerned about regarding powdered milk, or do you think this is okay?
You know, Vince, it's such a great idea that during that break, I went to Amazon and I ordered myself a pound of dried milk powder, and I found goat dried milk powder. And so I ordered a bottle of that, too, because I'm going to try both of them. It's a lot easier than trying to keep half and half on hand.
Well, okay. What we find is, as you know, we don't get out much. We just spend a lot of time at the farm, Mrs. Finelli, and when our children are here, we just hang around the farm because there's so many things to do. There are more things to do than we have time to do them. But once a week, I'll race out to Jimmy's Egg, and I might get a few errands done during that trip to Springfield. But other than that, we don't get out much. So we'll go to Sam's Club and buy several boxes of powdered milk. Actually, what we do is we wrap them additionally to keep. If we don't transfer them immediately, we'll wrap the boxes to keep air from attacking the contents. And then we'll store it in a cool, dry place. But powdered milk is really convenient for us, especially for me.
No, I like it. I like the idea. By the way, do you have a vacuum packer for your half-gallon jars?
Yeah, we do. And we also have a vacuum pump, and it's also a refrigeration. It's a piece of refrigeration gear. So, for example, if I want to evacuate an air conditioning system that has failed, I can apply this vacuum pump to it and draw down the vacuum of, let's say our tractors, our cars, our trucks, any piece of air conditioning equipment that needs to have the water or moisture that's inside it, if it leaks, boiled off. So you boil it off by increasing the vacuum and forces the moisture to boil off. So, yes, we do.
Well, yeah, actually, I vacuum pack all kinds of dried things in half, in quart or two-quart jars. They'll keep for 20 or 30 years.
Right. And here's something really interesting, and I'll share this with the class and try to describe it as best I can. I met a guy at a gun show a couple of years ago, and he took that very same vacuum pump that I have, and mine came from the Chinese factory tool outlet called Harbor Freight. So I needed one, and they had one on sale, and so maybe it was $130, $150, something like that, but it was their middle-of-the-road vacuum pump. Well, this guy that I met took one of them and a pressure cooker, and he put a fitting on the pressure cooker so that he could attach the vacuum hose from the vacuum pump. And what he would do is take those canning jars, and he would put the canning jars with the contents of the can, or to be canned, in the jars, and he would leave the lid just slightly not in place, so that if you tapped the jar, the lid would go in, fall into place. And so he applied the vacuum, and he had about six jars in this All-American, I believe is the brand, All-American pressure cooker, put the jars with, let's say, dried beans and whatever else he had dried in the jars, apply the vacuum for a couple minutes, tap the side of the All-American canner, or I'm sorry, pressure cooker, the lids would snap into place, and then he could take the lid off the pressure cooker, and everything would be vacuum sealed. It was the coolest thing. So if I can find some kind of a link to post on the website, I'll do that. But what a great way to go. You're absolutely right.
Well, it's part of being prepared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as you mentioned being prepared, I was thinking about this train crash, yesterday.
Yeah.
Massive, massive, massive train crash. And I really don't want to be part of the herd that, that's just mindlessly hopping on the train. Everything's okay. And then all of a sudden, when there's a crash, it's a big crash. Or when there's an airline crash, it's a big crash. I try to avoid that at all costs. And I understand that you're trying to avoid that too. I guess you're going to fulfill your schedule and that's it, right?
You bet.
Yeah. Dr. Shealy and I'll be right back, right after these few short commercial announcements. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Norman Chiu is with us, and I received an email from Dr. Chiu, the same ones that many of you get multiple times per week. I just received one, and it says, Foundations of Health, Norm Chiu, MD, PhD. And Dr. Chiu, you talk about, you spent well over half of your life working with individuals who failed what conventional medicine has to offer. Would you like to share with us your thoughts on that, You talk about depression, and it's very sad.
Well, you know, interestingly, in my opinion, the foundations of health begin, obviously, with the health of the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And so if either parent is nutritionally or otherwise deficient, it's going to affect the genes and the baby from birth. But that's almost impossible to, you know, to change after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest single problem, in my opinion, in this country is unwanted children. And if you really come down to the basic, it's having a child outside of wedlock. 40% of all babies in this country are born out of wedlock, which means they weren't wanted. They were undesired from the moment of conception. And those babies have a very high instance of premature birth. They come early, and that affects not only their health, but their brain, their mind. They have many, many more illnesses. They are deprived of normal human, you know, behavior, if you will, from conception. But even if the child is wanted and they have parents are both healthy, if the mother is put to sleep, it blocks what I call oxytocin grounding, because during delivery, a huge amount of oxytocin is put out and goes through the umbilical cord to the baby. Or if she's even given a spinal anesthetic, it blocks the ability to get the oxytocin to the child. But so if you take unwanted pregnancies and then you take being put to sleep or having a spinal anesthetic, we're up to probably right there, at least 70% of kids born today didn't get the oxytocin grounding. But even if the pregnancy was wonderful, the delivery was wonderful, there's a major trauma in the first 7 years of life that can block that child's oxytocin production forever. And so we wind up basically with 40% of Americans clinically depressed and another 40% what I call subclinically depressed. That is, they, you know, they're 1 or 2 points away from depression, but they sure are not happy. And
yeah,
that is the basis for the phenomenal number of significant lifelong and life-shortening illnesses in this country. Now, obviously, it's contributed to by crummy nutrition and pollution and all of those things throughout life as well. But that's the foundation.
Mm-hmm. And then, Dr. Shealy, you go on to say that your findings are reinforced by studies of adverse childhood experiences, such as 1 in 10 of the patients surveyed has grown up with domestic violence, 2 in 10 have been sexually abused, 3 in 10 have been physically abused, and that suggests that at least 60% of people had a crummy childhood. And then you say something that is absolutely shocking to me, and that those who abuse were twice as likely to have heart disease and 4 times as likely to be depressed. Then diabetes, hypertension, and obesity are significantly increased in abused children. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, again, what this really destroys is self-esteem. It destroys the ability of the individual to feel okay about him or herself. And that creates this thing that I call a miasma. It's sort of like a heavy cloud hanging over their mind, their personality. And then they don't eat well. They don't exercise adequately. They often, you know, don't have very successful lives in general. And, you know, all it takes to upset the the control system of the body is that feeling that I'm not okay. I mean, that's really the underlying situation, is that I'm not okay. Now, there's a wonderful book written back in the 70s, I'm Okay, You're Okay. And it really laid the foundation and emphasized how important it is for everyone to, ideally, to feel I'm okay. And if you feel okay, then you can do what I think we were here to do, or are here to do, and that is to help other people. But if
is that why school systems have made everybody a winner? So if you're going to play volleyball, everybody's a winner. If you play baseball, everybody's a champion. If you, no matter what it is, everybody wins. Is that why they're doing that?
Well, that's actually not a bad idea. I think it can go to extremes, because it begins to, if you take someone who really doesn't have talent, we are not all talented in every particular way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I personally have been reasonably good at playing racquetball, but no other sport. And to say that I could play baseball or football or even volleyball in a really good way is lying, really, and it's not going to help the child to exaggerate this. Mm-hmm. I think you need to feel okay if you're willing to try, but not that you're going to be the champion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a number of us who have been in high school and college have realized that there are guys who are bigger, taller, heavier, stronger, and they have a better chance of doing well on the football field than the guy who's 100 pounds. And I think maybe the guy who's 100 pounds spends more time in the classroom and does better at other things, maybe science or electronics or something like that. And so we can all achieve something.
Yeah, but it takes important. Find the place where you like it and excel mm-hmm. at it, because you can.
Mm-hmm. And that was one thing that I wanted to ask you about, and I'm not quite sure how to approach this subject. But last night, I spent yesterday with Mrs. Finelli and our son, and we went to the barn, and I took a small tractor out, and I pulled out a 1994 Suburban. And it was Mrs. Finelli's Suburban, and she drove it in Virginia. And when we got to Missouri, we just kind of parked it in the barn and haven't done much with it. Well, we pulled it out of the barn and took the mice nests out of the under the hood and re-insulated some of the wires that the mouse decided that they were going to eat for some kind of a meal. And so we cleaned up the car and washed it with a power washer or the truck. And it actually looks like it's okay. It really does. So I decided that I was going to change the rear end ratio. It has 410 gears, which means that the input shaft to the axle will rotate. The engine will turn 4.1 times for each revolution of the tires or the wheels. And I decided to improve that because I'm kind of an efficiency nut. I really I'm passionate about efficiency, and I don't want to waste fuel. I don't want to waste anything. And I want to change those gears. Now, I've never done that before. I've worked on transmissions. I've worked on engines. I've raced cars. But I've never worked on changing a rear ratio of gears, a ring and pinion. And it's kind of complicated. It really is. It's not as simple as just putting two gears in. You have to use a dial indicator, and I don't have one of those either. And I was watching some videos last night on how to do this, so I spent about 2 hours learning what I need to know in order to start this project. Well, I've noticed that we really don't do those kinds of things anymore, meaning I don't think that young people are willing to tackle something that they've never done before as readily as maybe someone of my generation or your generation. Do you think that's true? That
yeah.
That young people are less likely to give themselves a challenge, that challenge themselves to do something that they've never done before?
Absolutely. It's the dumbing down of America.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I may fail at this. I may destroy a perfectly good rear axle. I don't think so. I mean, the chances are slim that I'm going to do that. But I don't see why, if I pay attention and learn how to do it, and I'm very interested in machinery, and that's a new passion of mine. And I was at going to the meetup on Monday. I stopped at a Grizzly Tool. It's a machinery company, and they sell a lot of interesting machines like mills and lathes and drills and saws and everything to work with wood and metal that you could possibly think of. And I was interested in buying a lathe to make, so I can make parts, because I'm having trouble, you know, finding some parts. And I met a Mennonite guy there. And he was looking at a lathe too, and I said, "So what makes you want a lathe?" And this is a pretty sophisticated piece of gear that he and I were looking at. And he said, "Well, you know, I have these axles on these old buggies and that we ride around in, and I can't get the parts, can't get the axles, so I'm gonna have to make them." So he's venturing out into an area that's new to him too. But what I've found is that machines like this, lathes, if they're on Craigslist and they're at a reasonable price, they're gone in one day. So there are some of us who are paying attention to these kinds of things, and others, I guess, aren't. Dr. Norman Chealy and I will be right back right after these third segment commercials. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS? Or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What are
today? Take my. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Dr. Shuley, I've known you for years now, and the person that I know as Dr. Shuley is one who is an experimenter, a tinkerer, someone who is passionate about improving all kinds of things. And I don't believe that you're willing to just sit back and not try to improve something that's in front of you. I think you're always thinking about that. Am I right or wrong about that?
You got it.
Yeah. Okay. So what do we do, Dr. Shuley? You are passionate about making things better. You know, at the farm, everything around you, helping people with their health and making that better. How do we re-stimulate innovation in the rest of us in America? How do we do that? How do we get back what we have lost? Is it something that we can do within a generation, or can't we do it?
I doubt we can do it in a generation. I think we could do it in about three.
Okay.
But it really takes a growing, it needs to go viral in current terminology. Mm-hmm. The idea that, number one, in my opinion, you know, you're okay if you've never harmed anyone purposefully. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, if you haven't robbed, raped, murdered, you know, harmed somebody purposely, you're okay. You never did anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it starts. And we need to get that across to people. And once they realize, yeah, I'm okay. I didn't never harm anybody. Then you take care of yourself. Once you start taking care of yourself, then you have energy left over to begin to help other people. That, to me, is the basis of life.
And at the meetup, you were talking about something that I thought was absolutely fascinating. I'm talking about last Monday's meetup, a couple days ago. We talked about unfinished business in a previous life. And you can't be healthy unless you get to that point where you can fix the damage from a previous life. Can you share with us how that works?
Well, yes, I have no doubt whatsoever that reincarnation is the way it is. I don't believe in it. I know that that is the way it is. I had my first past life experience in 1972, and I had about 30 since that time. And I've had a couple lives I'm not proud of, but I can say that most of the others that I am aware of, I have been helping people. And yet, in this life, my greatest trauma certainly was the man who came and jerked my neck and dislocated my spine and paralyzed me. And that was 20 years ago. And I realized when it happened that this had to be karmic. And karmic means something hungover from past experiences. And it turns out that although I'm a pretty good guy in the last several lives, several hundred years ago, I was a mean SOB. And I had this guy murdered. And I'm not proud of that, but it's past, and hopefully my karma with him is over. And I still got residual. I've got some weakness and spasticity in my legs, and I don't dwell on it because, to me, I'm done with that. And I hope he's done with me in this and future lives now. But everything is related to, you know, all the unfinished business, anger, guilt, anxiety, depression, from previous lives, reinforced by something in this life that brings it out. And I've done hundreds and hundreds of past life sessions. And, of course, you've experienced one of those. You're the only one I've ever videotaped.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what was your reaction to my past life regression, Dr. Shealy?
Well, it was not what I would call a terribly traumatic one, you know, compared to some that I've experienced. But it was hopefully, you know, useful to you to gaining overall insight. And that's what it's about.
Yep. Dr. Shealy performed a past life regression on me on video months and months and months ago. And I saw myself as a rebel, as someone who was just not going to let what appeared to be the British take over our country and run roughshod over us, the Redcoats. And now it's kind of like my feeling about the Bluecoats. I'm not going to let them.
Let's say you've got the good aspects of that life still going on.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.